Good morning. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm interested in knowing more about Google's code of conduct. Can you help me with that?
Certainly. Google's code of conduct is intended to guide employees' behavior and decision-making. It lays out expectations for ethical conduct, respect for others, and compliance with laws and company policies.
Yeah, can you give me what the key principles are of Google's code of conduct? I understand there are a handful. Can you outline them for me?
Sure. The key principles of Google's code of conduct include 1. Do the right thing, act ethically and with integrity. 2. Respect for others, treat others with respect and dignity. 3. Follow the law, comply with laws and regulations. 4. Accountability and transparency, take responsibility for actions and be transparent about decisions. 5. Work responsibly, use resources wisely, and prioritize efforts. 6. Respect for privacy, protect user and customer information. 7. Safety and security, keep people safe and protect assets. 8. Pursue innovation, embrace creativity, and be open to new ideas.
Okay, that's helpful, but I want to know more about how Google safeguards confidential and proprietary information. And I'd like to ask a bunch of questions about that.
Of course, I'll do my best to assist you. What specifically would you like to know, or what are your questions about safeguarding confidential and proprietary information at Google?
Yeah, exactly how does Google safeguard that information? For example, are there access controls? Are there encryption policies? What are their policies regarding security and storage? Give me a listing of all the things that Google does pertaining to safeguarding information.
Google employs a range of technical, administrative, and physical safeguards to help protect confidential and proprietary information. Some of these measures include 1. Access controls. Google limits access to sensitive data to authorized personnel only and implements security protocols such as multi-factor authentication, password management, and role-based access controls. 2. Encryption. Google uses encryption to protect data both in transit and at rest. Encryption keys are also encrypted and rotated frequently to minimize the risk of data breaches. 3. Physical security. Google's data centers are heavily secured and monitored around the clock. They are also designed to withstand natural disasters and other emergencies. 4. Third-party audits. Google engages third-party auditors to perform regular security assessments and audits to ensure that its data security practices meet industry standards. 5. Privacy policies. Google has strict privacy policies that prohibit employees from sharing or disclosing confidential and proprietary information and requires them to report any potential security incidents immediately. 6. Incident response. Google has an incident response team that is trained to respond quickly and effectively to security incidents, including data breaches. These are just some examples of the measures that Google takes to safeguard confidential and proprietary information.
Okay, that's really helpful. But explain to me, if I was an employee at Google, what some of the best practices I would need to follow pertaining to safeguarding information. So what would be the plan, or what would be the outline of what I would have to do?
If you were an employee at Google, some of the best practices you would need to follow to help safeguard confidential and proprietary information include 1. Be mindful of where and how information is stored. Make sure that sensitive information is stored in secure locations and is encrypted when possible. 2. Use strong passwords and multi-factor authentication. Your password is one of the most essential parts of securing information. Use unique, complex passwords and enable multi-factor authentication whenever possible. 3. Avoid public Wi-Fi hotspots. Don't connect to public Wi-Fi hotspots, as these are easy targets for hackers. 4. Keep software up to date. Ensure that all the software on your computer is kept up to date to prevent vulnerabilities that hackers can exploit. 5. Avoid phishing scams. Be cautious of emails that ask for personal information and report any suspicious emails to the IT department. These are just some of the best practices that Google recommends for its employees. If you need more information, Google provides training and resources to employees on a regular basis to help them stay up to date on the latest security best practices.
Yeah, go into more detail on exactly what type of encryption mechanisms Google uses to secure data.
Sure. Google uses multiple encryption mechanisms to secure data both in transit and at rest. Some of the encryption mechanisms include 1. Transport Layer Security, TLS, / Secure Sockets Layer, SSL. These protocols are used to encrypt data in transit on the network to prevent unauthorized access. 2. Advanced Encryption Standard, AES. Google uses a strong encryption algorithm to protect data at rest in its data centers. 3. Key Management Service, KMS. KMS provides a centralized key management system used to manage encryption keys for Google Cloud customers. 4. Google Cloud Storage Encryption. Google Cloud Storage supports server-side encryption of object data at rest using a customer-provided encryption key. 5. Google Workspace Encryption. Google Workspace, formerly G Suite, provides end-to-end encryption of all data in transit among Google's data centers and user devices. These encryption mechanisms help mitigate unauthorized access to data by ensuring that only authorized personnel with the correct keys or decryption processes can access the data.
That's really helpful. Thank you. If I was an employee and I knew that there was a data breach, or I saw or found that there was a data breach, how would I report it within the organization, and what would be my requirements to do so?
If you were an employee at Google and discovered or suspected a data breach, you would need to report it immediately to the company's Security Incident Response Team, SIRT. You can report the incident by email, phone, or by submitting a report through the online reporting portal. Google requires its employees to immediately report any suspected or actual security incidents involving confidential or proprietary information, and to cooperate fully with the SIRT in their investigation of the incident. The response to a data breach typically includes a full investigation and remediation plan, with the goal of minimizing any potential harm caused by the breach. Employees are required to cooperate with the SIRT and any third-party auditors or forensic investigators that may be involved in the investigation. They may also be required to preserve evidence and provide additional information as needed. Overall, Google takes security incidents very seriously and requires all its employees to be vigilant and proactive in protecting the company's and customers' data.
That's just incredibly helpful. You know, I don't have any more questions at this time, but I really appreciate how well informed you are and how quickly I'm able to get the questions answered. So thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad that I was able to assist you. Don't hesitate to reach out again if you have any more questions in the future. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.